We're joined in studio by Chris Meyer. He is the CEO of New Schools of Baton Rouge, and he's here to assess the current state of education and opportunities in education in our community. And for the last 6 years, this organization has been standing tall and proud at the Shaw Center in Baton Rouge. And Chris Meyer is a graduate of Tulane and of Harvard, and he worked for the Defense Department for former Secretary Robert Gates, and now he is in Baton Rouge. And you've stayed here 6 years. You must like it.
I love it here. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. Well, tell us about, you know, many may not be aware of New Schools Baton Rouge. Tell us about what you do.
So this was really an effort that started in 2012 by a group of community leaders who felt that we didn't have enough equitable options for families in this community. Unfortunately, a majority of kids that attend public schools in our community go to schools that are not giving them the sort of preparation for a life in a successful career or college. And so these leaders came together and said, we need to start a new way of addressing the educational challenge. And our belief was that if we can create new schools that have proven track records, if we can empower educators with the freedom to run their schools, if we can hold those schools accountable and then give families access to those schools, that's going to be our ticket to bringing up the quality of education here.
How many schools are you currently working with?
We're working with more than a dozen at this point that we have identified from within our community, across the country, and we have brought those schools here to the city, raising resources and putting together the sort of talent necessary to help those schools grow.
And some of them that you can mention that I'm sure our listeners are familiar with?
Yeah, so this year we opened two new schools in Basis at Woman's Hospital. Basis was one of the top-rated schools in the country for its advanced kind of curriculum. IDEA Public Schools, which started 20 years ago in South Texas, serves students in the Texas communities in which it serves that are mainly low income, but they're getting 100% college graduation or college going rate, nearly a 50% college graduation rate within 6 years. Cristo Rey Franciscan High School was another unique model that gave families a choice to access a sort of world-class, faith-based private school education and yet still have the opportunity to go to college.
What are the biggest challenges in our community right now regarding our schools?
I think a lot of it, you know, comes down to the lack of sort of access and the ease of access to great quality schools. I mean, you know, the reality is we have some of the best non-public schools in the country. We have some of the best magnet schools, which are selective enrollment. Kids have to take a test to get in and jump through a number of hoops. But for a lot of our families, they really don't have access to any school that's not rated a D or an F. And you know, to date, we've got over 32 schools like that in our community. So we really think that it's those families that we want to focus on and helping them to find a better option. And we've been fortunate to partner with a lot in the community to sort of make these new options available.
Well, by doing this, does it put any pressure on the public school system?
I think it helps the public school system get better. And, you know, frankly, the East Baton Rouge Parish School System has been a partner in a lot of this. They actually authorized or approved the new public charter schools in IDEA, in Basis, in the Emerge School, which is serving students that are on the spectrum. I think this has, you know, been a sort of, you know, an opportunity for us to collaborate and work together to give families a higher quality option.
The group is New Schools for Baton Rouge, started in 2012, and Chris Meyer has been the CEO from day one. And as mentioned, he's well-educated, Tulane and Harvard, and worked in Washington for Robert Gates, Defense Secretary. What compelled you to take this job?
I mean, for me, it's a personal journey. So I grew up in the Piney Woods of North Louisiana.
Well, Piney Woods, Shreveport.
That's right.
That's a pretty big city, right?
I was in the rural part, closer to Stonewall. But I was the first in my family to go to college. And I think it was that opportunity when I was late in middle school. I had an educator, my social studies teacher, that pushed me to apply to the local magnet high school. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, when I went to that school, immediately, unlike a lot of my friends I grew up with, I was confronted with the option to go to college. I was pushed by peers. I was pushed by educators that that was possible. And but for that great school, I don't think I would have been in this position today. So I feel like this is, you know, my responsibility to give back. And I think the kids here in Baton Rouge deserve that same quality education.
Chris, as you know, there are good public schools, and there's some that need some tender, loving care, and some would say the same of charter schools. How do you make sure that the operators who come to this community are on the up and up?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the reality is, you know, many charter schools that were started pre-2012 were not successful in our community. I think the difference in what we do is we go out and identify schools with a long, steady, and successful track record of getting kids to that place where they're prepared and qualified for college. So our organization vets those schools over multiple years. We take community leaders out to those schools. We bring those schools in, and then we give them the opportunity over, you know, usually 18 months to 2 years to be on the ground, to get familiar with the community, and ultimately, if they have enough demand from families, because that's the only way these schools work. Is that they have to have enough demand from families willing to enroll their child there. And number two, they have to be successful in results.
All right. A few questions from listeners at talk@talklouisiana.org. Kayla says she saw Cristo Rey in Atlanta and asked if this is a national concept. And it is.
Yeah, there's 35 schools now open across the country. It started by a Jesuit priest in Chicago. And, you know, they've had a college prep focus from day one, combined with a unique corporate work study model. And we've been really excited that organization is now here in our city and continuing to grow and serve high schoolers.
All right. And Tracy asked, what would happen if the St. George effort is successful? What happens to the schools in Baton Rouge?
I think the reality is still the same. We have too many families that have no option but a low-performing school. And, you know, we are excited to work with leaders within the school system and across our city to create new and better options for those families.
When you say new and better options, how plentiful are those?
We don't have enough today. I mean, that's where our organization is focused, is to create and launch enough new schools that have these proven track records to serve kids and families. I mean, this year, all the schools we've worked with and we've invested in were full. All the schools we've worked with have shown tremendous progress. I think when you see the letter grades that are going to be released in November, you'll see that schools we've worked with all are getting the best gains among schools, certainly in the city and among those in the state. So we need to open more, and that's the focus of our organization, is to bring more in.
And how is that process going as far as recruitment? Do you actually go out and seek people, or do they come to you? How does it, or both?
It's really us going out and seeking them. I mean, we started 6 years ago. I called the sort of top 100 schools in the country that were serving predominantly low-income students, yet getting phenomenal results. We were, you know, door was closed on us by many, but we were persistent, and we really took this attitude, much like you would recruit a sort of Fortune 50 company, that we've got to, you know, show the opportunity here in Baton Rouge. We think our kids are the most deserving in the world, and then we had to create kind of an environment where those schools could be successful. And so, with our community partners, we've raised resources, we've cleared obstacles, and we've made relationships so that those schools can open and be part of our community.
And Holly asks about the quality of the educational instructors. Are you confident that they're where they should be?
This is, you know, what I think is really exciting. We're starting to see not only that families are experiencing and realizing new educational options, but educators are too. I mean, when I was a teacher in New Orleans pre-Katrina, I didn't have the choice of which high school I worked in. In fact, my principal recounted to me on the first day, she said, "I didn't hire you. I can't fire you. Keep your head down and stay out of the way." And that really stuck with me, that I felt sort of powerless, and I can only imagine what my colleagues felt. Here today, I think we have fantastic educators in Baton Rouge. I think now we're giving them the opportunity to create the school of their dreams, to join teams where there's other mission-aligned folks so they can deliver for kids.
And for those who'd like to know more information about new schools for Baton Rouge,
you can visit newschoolsbr.org.
Newschoolsbr.org. And that's where you find Chris Meyer and his fine staff, including Donica Duggan, who is in studio with him today, the managing director. So newschoolsbr.org. President King Alexander of LSU is on deck, and we'll be back after this quick pause on 89.3. You're listening to Talk Louisiana.